Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the fourth week of Lent, March 21st, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of John, where he writes, "Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, 'This is truly the prophet.' Others said, 'This is the Christ.' But others said, 'The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?' So a division occurred in the crowd because of him." There is a quiet tension running through today's gospel. The crowd is listening to Jesus, and their hearts are stirred. Some say this is truly the prophet, others declare this is the Christ. But still others object. They question his origin. They measure him against their expectations. They weigh him against their interpretation of Scripture. And so, as St. John tells us, a division occurred in the crowd because of him. This moment is not only about the crowd long ago, it is about the human heart. It's about our struggle to recognize God when he comes to us in ways we did not expect. The people knew the promises. They believed the Messiah would come from Bethlehem, but from the line of David. And yet there stood Jesus, known to them as a man from Galilee. What they did not know was that God had already fulfilled the promise. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was of David's line. But providence often works quietly, hiddenly, without announcement, and so they missed him. This gospel invites us into a contemplative question. Do I trust God's providence when it does not look like the way I imagined? We often believe that God's work should follow our plans, our timelines, our logic. We expect clarity, confirmation, and visible signs. But God frequently works in obscurity, in ordinary circumstances, in ways that appear inconsistent or incomplete. Providence rarely satisfies our need for control. It asks for trust. The division in the crowd began not because the evidence was lacking, but because their expectations were too rigid. They were not wrong about Scripture. They were wrong about how God would fulfill it. This is the danger for spiritual people. We can know the language of faith. We can know the promises. We can know theology and tradition and doctrine. And yet still the living God, because he comes through the unexpected, we miss him. Providence often looks like Galilee when we are looking for Bethlehem. It looks like delay when we want certainty. It looks like weakness when we want power. It looks like silence when we want answers. Lent is a season that teaches us to trust God's hidden work. In the desert, nothing seems to be happening. There is no visible progress, no dramatic movement. But beneath the surface, God is purifying desire, loosening our grip on control, and teaching the heart to rely on Him alone. Providence is rarely dramatic. It is patient. It is quiet. It is faithful. God is always working, even when we misunderstand the circumstances. There's another layer to this gospel, though. The crowd's division reveals something deeper. Uncertainty is part of faith. Not everyone who agrees. Not everyone is clear. Not every question is resolved. Faith does not eliminate ambiguity. It chooses trust within it. To trust providence means accepting that we do not see the whole story. The people saw Galilee. God saw Bethlehem. The people saw a carpenter. God saw the Savior. The people saw confusion. God was fulfilling salvation. For the contemplative heart, this gospel becomes an invitation to surrender interpretation itself. Instead of asking, "Does this situation make sense?" we begin to pray, "Lord, where are you working here?" Instead of demanding certainty, we practice receptivity. Instead of judging quickly, we wait. Providence unfolds in time. Perhaps today you carry a situation that does not make sense, a delay, a disappointment, a path that feels uncertain, something that looks like Galilee when you expected Bethlehem. This gospel whispers gently, "Do not conclude too quickly. God may already be fulfilling His promise in ways you cannot yet see." What feels like confusion may be preparation. What feels like absence may be hidden presence. What feels like disorder may be providence at work. As we move closer to Holy Week, we remember the ultimate paradox of providence, the cross. Nothing about the cross looked like the fulfillment of God's promise. It looked like failure, defeat, abandonment. And yet there, precisely there, God accomplished salvation. Providence often looks like loss before it reveals itself as love. Today the invitation is simple. Trust the hidden work of God. Release the need to understand everything. Allow faith to rest not in circumstances but in the character of God. He is faithful. Even when the story is unclear, even when the evidence seems incomplete, even when the path looks like Galilee. Let us pray. O Lord of hidden ways, you are always at work, even when I do not see. Forgive me for the times I have judged your plans too quickly, for the times I have doubted, because I did not unfold as I expected. Teach my heart to trust your providence. When the path is unclear, give me patience. When circumstances confuse me, give me peace. When answers do not come, give me faith. Help me to recognize your presence in ordinary moments, your guidance in unexpected turns, and your love even in uncertainty. Like Mary, teach me to ponder rather than control. like Jesus, teach me to surrender rather than resist. May I walk forward in quiet trust, believing that you are fulfilling your promises in ways deeper and wiser than I can imagine. I place my life, my questions, and my future into your hands. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to invite others to join us here each day in my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply it to our spiritual journey. May God continue to bless you on your Lenten journey and keep you safe. Amen.